Can you talk about your own approach to patients with relapse follicular lymphoma? For example, if this man were to come in at some point with relapse disease, how do you generally think through options in relapse FL?
I usually think about, first, I think about what they originally were treated with and what the remission duration was. And I think sometimes the simplest questions give us the most important answers. And I quote the Kasulo data, which I'm sure you've discussed extensively in your series here. And this series looking at patients who had early versus late relapse, those who relapsed after 2 years, after R-CHOP, or they looked at other regimens as well, those patients did really well. So usually in that situation, the key is restraint. We really try to not overdo it, to think that these are individuals who are going to have survivals very similar to age-match controls, and we want to not hurt them, treat them when they need it, but not overdo it in terms of aggressiveness of therapy. So that's a general philosophy for really 4/5 of patients. Unfortunately, about 1/5 will relapse early, and I think for those who are young, like this gentleman that I discussed today, we don't really know what the right answer is, but we do know that more of the same is probably not the right answer. So these are patients where I will think about offering them novel agents on trials, considering stem cell transplants, CAR T cells, some other strategy than just more chemotherapy. So I think philosophically into these two broad categories and then take it from there.